Pilgrim Hot Springs isn't easy to access. You have to drive 53 miles on a gravel road, and then turn down a 7-mile side road that's sometimes impassable due to flooding or snow. The hot springs once housed a roadhouse and an orphanage, and starting this summer, Pilgrim will be home to a new community garden. The Alaska Center for Energy and Power works closely with UNATUC. It helps secure a conservation innovation grant through the National Resource Conservation Service to help fund the Pilgrim project. Research engineer Chris Pike sees a connection between the grant's energy focus and growing food.
One of the things that we really want to do is use that geothermal energy that's at Pilgrim Hot Springs to grow vegetables. And then food is a way to export energy. You know, we always think of electricity and heat, but food is just as much of a need.
Pike says UNATUC will spend the summer building basic infrastructure, like water tanks and housing for workers. They also have to plant a soil-enriching cover crop and test field at the hot springs.
And so that's going to be done in a couple different phases. There's going to be a cover crop that's going to be planted in a certain area, and then there's going to be some vegetables that are planted. And then we're coming up with a business plan and a market study.
The original vision was to use Pilgrim for community-supported agriculture, but Robert Benson says those goals have changed. Benson is construction manager for the Bering Straits Development Company. Instead, he says they'll be providing food to local groups in Nome and the surrounding communities.
We're not targeting, you know, AC or Hanson's. We're going to be targeting the XYZ Center, the hospital, the school district, the regional Anika stores and the Native Corporation stores.
But food isn't the only focus of this project. Matt Ganley is with the Bering Straits Native Corporation, the managing member of UNATUC. With the help of ground-penetrating radar, Ganley says the company also hopes to locate a mass grave.
There were 89 people buried at Pilgrim.
According to Ganley, the grave holds the bodies of victims of the 1918 influenza, which he says killed about half of the Alaska Native population between Unalakleet and Shishmaref. UNATUC is also hoping to preserve the history of Pilgrim Hot Springs. The company is working to secure funding to one day stabilize the historic buildings. For now, they're planning to build a gate to separate the old hot springs site from the new summer construction. Reporting in Nome, I'm Maddie Winchester.